This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
South Dakota Senate will come to order, and leading us in our prayer today is Reverend John Armstrong. He's back praying with us from the Four Pier Ministerium. He is a pastor at Oahe Presbyterian. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is our page, Hannah Grunewald.
Gracious God, we give you thanks for giving us the blessings of another day. The members of this Senate are here because they have a deep desire to make our state the best it can be. As they struggle with the sometimes difficult questions that come before them, we pray your Spirit will be with them in a strong way. Guide their discussions so that the decisions they make will not only make our state a better place, but will honor your vision for a world of peace. Amen.
Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senator Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Fegan, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rush, Shorma, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 11th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Kamak, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We'd like to pause right now and welcome everyone to the State Senate. This is our last day of the week here on business, so our rafters are fairly empty, but we want to thank all of you who are watching and those who are participating over the internet as well as our interactive video capabilities here. First, like to thank Dr. Blake Jones. Dr. Jones is our doctor of the day. He's a gastroenterologist from Rapid City Medical Center, and he received his medical degree from the University of Toronto, so he's a huge Maple Leafs fan. I just made that up, but I'm sure it's true, and completed residencies at Mayo and Rochester. We're just really privileged to have you take care of us, doctor, but especially to bring your specialty and a much-needed specialty. As we know, there's shortages and to take care of our people, especially in Western South Dakota. Thank you, Doctor, for being here. And it's always fun to have students here, and I bet you this is Bennett County. Is that right, coming in? That's great. And Mr., is it Tochik? Tochik? Okay. Tochik, really? Okay. Very good. Thank you for being here. And on behalf of Senator Bradford, we welcome you to be here. We have a pretty short session today, but we'd like to thank Mandy Smokov and Bob Tochik, down in my way, it's Tochik, so sorry. We appreciate you being here. Welcome. I did want to mention to you the protocol in the Senate is you have the capability, as long as your phones are turned off, to take a picture of the top of Senator Bradford's head. That's allowed. I know a lot of people will ask that. He loves it. May I have a personal privilege from Senator Kamak?
Mr. President, I'd like personal privilege, please.
Granted, sir.
I'd like at this time to introduce my lovely wife, Amy, and our youngest son, Chris, and his wife, Felicia. And Chris was a victim of my violation of child labor laws while he was growing up on the ranch. And since then, he and his wife have built a world-class taxidermy studio and a very fine trophy room business, so the childhood hard work did not hurt anything. And as a team, they're going to provide us with our ninth grandchild.
Wow. Congratulations. Please stand. Welcome. How about you, Amy? I mean, come on. Now, just this is an inside joke for everybody or story. Are you responsible for the giraffe?
I believe so.
Okay, you ask him about the giraffe. It's quite a story, so we'll tell you later. Senator Heinert.
Personal privilege, please, Mr. President.
Granted, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Pilame Apollo. Leon Petuki Lila Washte.
Yeah.
What I said was, today is a very good day. I'd like to introduce my youngest son, Harold. He's 9 years old, goes to a little country school, same country school that I went to. Yeah. And my lovely wife, Gina, and my beautiful mother, Margo. So
great,
please
to see
welcome
you.
Them.
Thanks. Washte, and since I haven't seen you, thank you on behalf of the governor and me for allowing your personal story to talk about in terms of health care. So thank you, Gina. Any further personal privileges?
Ladies
Mr. President,
and gentlemen, please welcome Senator Bowtie Holeen.
The Bowtie.
The Bowtie.
I know it's a little after the fact because I would have a hard time thinking he hasn't introduced himself to every single person in the Capitol already. But I have had my son Gabriel with me this week, and he's up there looking sharp. And just want to thank you. If any of you haven't read his story, some of you senators are the villains, and some of you are the heroes. I made it into the villain category. But thank you very much to everyone for being so nice and taking care of him, and to the interns and pages for letting him flirt with you. So, thank you.
We do like free will, and I want to let you know that that's a beautiful tie, and it's not a bow tie. Way to go. Okay, any other personal privileges? We're running through just some preliminary business. All of this is oral, like committees that are reporting out bills. And we may look like we're being rude and not paying attention, but this is all recorded in our computer, but it's still required by our Constitution. It used to be people sitting up there taking notes on where these bills were so that they weren't lost or hidden, intentionally. And this way it's impossible because this action's already on the computer. But we have our secretary who's responsible for reading, so we'll go forward now with reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. President, the Joint Committee on Appropriations reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 10, 11, 17, 18, and 68 and recommends do pass, and also Senate Bill 12 and recommends do pass amended. Senator Peters, co-chair. The Committee on Judiciary reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 24, 25, and 54 and recommends do pass, and also Senate Bill 26 and recommends do pass as amended. Senator Teason, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 76 and recommends do pass, and House Bills 1030, 1032, 1038, and 1041, and recommends do pass to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Curd, Chair. The Committee on Education reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 82 and recommends do pass, Senate Bill 81 and recommends do pass as amended, and recommends referring Senate Bill 9 to the Joint Committee on Appropriations. Senator Soholt, Chair. And finally, the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 3 and recommends do pass, and does recommend that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation and reappointment of Lila Hutchinson of Ogallala, Lakota County, Wounded Knee, South Dakota, to the State Brand Board. Senator Kamak, Chair.
We next have messages, predominantly from the Senate, or the House, rather.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith HCR 1002 and 1003, which have been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is requested. And also, I have the honor to transmit House Bills 1008, 1056, 1059, and 1075, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is requested. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
We're on to motions and resolutions, please. Okay. We'll have the reading. These are, don't take the force and effect of a bill, but these are resolutions that either are waived to committee for consideration by the floor itself or referred to committee. And so we'll have those read right now. First reading of concurrent resolutions, please.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, a concurrent resolution supporting efforts to ensure that students from South Dakota have access to debt-free higher education at public universities, public colleges and universities. House Concurrent Resolution 1002, a concurrent resolution supporting the selection of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter Beddown at Joe Foss Field, 114th Fighter Wing, South Dakota Air National Guard. And finally, House Concurrent Resolution Number 1003, a concurrent resolution encouraging recognition of the current gender wage gap and calling for the enforcement of equal pay for equal work laws.
SCR 2. HCR 1002 and 1003, referral to committee has been waived, and they'll be placed on Tuesday's calendar for your consideration, Senators. Motions or resolutions, please.
Senator Brown moves that Senate Bill 9 be referred from the Committee on Education to the Joint Committee on Appropriations.
All those in favor of that re-referral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carry.
Senator Brown moves that Senate Bills 5 and 8 be deferred until Tuesday, February 2nd, the 13th legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Now we're on to consideration of committee reports.
Senator Brown moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Local Government on Senate Bill 65, as found on page 146 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We have the first reading of Senate bills right now. We have quite a few bills since we're early in the session. The deadline for senators to drop as many bills as they desire has come and gone. And so we have quite a few to read. This is keeping with the theme of making sure that everybody knows where these bills went because of no computer way to keep track of it. Our team up here will read the bill title and the number, and then I'll read the assignment from the President Pro Tem, Senator Kamak. But again, it's all in computer, so it may look like, again, we're not paying attention, and that is true. Please proceed.
Senate Bill 107, an act to clarify certain safety zone restrictions on hunting. 108, an act to require notice if certain immunizations contain more than trace amounts of mercury. 109, an act to require counties to conduct random checkpoints for overweight vehicles as a condition of receiving funds from the Bridge Improvement Grant Fund. 110, an act to increase certain fuel excise tax rates. 111, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the application of the county wheel tax. 112, an act to revise certain provisions concerning tax increment districts. 113, an act to revise provisions related to the operation of a bicycle on a roadway. 114, an act to make an appropriations for certain costs related to the commissioning of the USS South Dakota and to declare an emergency. 115, an act to permit car rental companies to include certain fees in a rental agreement. And finally, Senate Bill 116, an act to remove any reference to land ownership being a requirement for participation in any actions pertaining to the creation of or withdrawal from a water development district.
Senator Kamak assigns the bills to the respective committees. Senate Bill 107, Agriculture and Natural Resources, Commerce, 115, Health and Human Services is assigned. Senate Bill 108, 117, Joint Appropriations. Senate Bill 114, 120, Judiciary, 119, 121, 123, Local Government, 116, State Affairs, 112, 118, Taxation, 111, Transportation, 109, 110, 113, and 122. Same drill for first reading of House bills. These are bills, students that have come over from the House and already passed through their committee and through the floor, and now they're coming here for first reading and referral to committee. So it's about three-quarters of the way through. Please proceed.
House Bill 1008, an act to restrict access to certain restrooms and locker rooms in public schools. 1056, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the veterans' preference in employment. 1059, an act to revise provisions related to the garnishment of debts and property. And 1075, an act to revise the area for certain open units where non-resident waterfowl licenses are issued.
Agriculture and Natural Resources is assigned House Bill 1075, 1056 to Commerce, 1008 Education, and 1059 to Judiciary. Our next order of business is we have four bills originally on what's called a consent calendar. Those are calendars where there's no debate. They've come out of committee, non-controversial, and they have to be unanimous, a couple of other rules. One of the things about a consent calendar is it's for efficiency, so there's no debate. And the way we counter that is if a senator wants to debate the bill, then they can go ahead and we call it pull it off of that calendar and then debate and discuss it the next day, which would be Tuesday. We have four bills, but I understand there have been two pulled. Madam Secretary, would you read that?
Senator Greenfield requested that Senate Bill 34 be removed from the consent calendar, and Senator Holeen requests that Senate Bill 63 be removed from the consent calendar.
So we are left with a consent calendar of 22 and House Bill 1002. Please proceed with calling those bills.
Senate Bill 22, an act to add emergency medical responders to the list of mandatory reporters and to update cross-references in the section. And House Bill 1002, an act to eliminate certain reporting requirements for the County General Fund.
Thank you. Senate Bill 22 and House Bill 1002, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions by the senators on any of these bills? Okay, hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 22 and House Bill 1002. Those in favor of passage will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Bradford. Brown. Buell O'Donnell. Kamak.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Fagan.
Aye.
Frerichs excused. Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly. Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hanoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Sharma excused. Soholt.
Aye.
Solano. Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen excused. Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, you have 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Thank you. Senate Bill 22 and House Bill 1002, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are both hereby declared passed. Any title questions? The title's approved. Thank you. I have a couple of bills here quickly to sign while I'm you want to give me those, please? And Constitution requires that I sign these in open session. I'm signing 1026, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the annual inspection requirement for licensed healthcare facilities. Say there was an SCR too. Also, an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete statutes to the Department of Health. That's 1028. Announcements. Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Judiciary Committee has a full slate at 8 o'clock Tuesday morning.
Thank you, Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, the probes is going to go back to the last week of budget hearings from departments. We are going to hear from the Department of Military from 8 to 9 on Tuesday, and then the Board of Regents from 9 to 12. So we'll have Board of Regents Tuesday, Wednesday, and Department of Ed Thursday, Friday. So next week is the last week of budget hearings, and then we start deliberations. So if you have issues or need more information on the budget, please get that sent over to us, and we can have our staff start working on the review of the data so we can start deliberations the week following after that. So any help from the members would be helpful. The sooner, the better. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Kamak.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Ag and Natural Resource Committee will meet in room 412 on Tuesday at 10 a.m. We've got four bills to consider.
Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No Senate education on Tuesday. Our next meeting will be Thursday, February 4th.
I want to make sure that nobody is aware of this at all, so let's keep it to ourselves that it's Senator Soholt's birthday tomorrow. Happy 40th. Any other announcements? Okay, safe travels to you all. Madam Secretary, would you please read our next motion?
Senator Otten moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you.